Clarinetist Pee Wee Russell was born in 1906 and usually recorded in Dixieland settings, but with his oblique solo style, Russell never really fit in, an oblong peg in a square hole. In the 1950s and 60s, his champions presented him alongside progressives like Jimmy Giuffre and Thelonious Monk. Now comes a reissue of a 1963 album where Pee Wee Russell played tunes by groundbreakers like John Coltrane and Ornette Coleman. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review.
That modern blues is Ornette Coleman's turnaround. That solo, with those sour notes, muttered asides, and throwaway line endings, is vintage Pee Wee Russell. His solos could sound misshapen or haphazard, but they had their own unpremeditated grace. Pee Wee Russell's improvising is a metaphor junkie's dream. He's always stepping off a cliff, running up a blind alley, or rummaging blind in the knife drawer. Fed up with the Dixieland scene, in 1962 he began leading a quartet masterminded by valve trombonist and bass trumpeter Marshall Brown. The lack of piano and the space-age repertoire aimed to highlight Russell's revamped image as a modernist before his time. The quartet's second album, Ask Me Now, is back out on Impulse. This is John Coltrane's Some Other Blues. In the long run, Russell wasn't too happy with his new quartet. Musical director Marshall Brown had been a high school teacher and leader of the Newport Youth Orchestra and treated the master like his protege. Brown wanted his free jazz jams mapped out in advance. Pee Wee grumped, "I haven't taken so many orders since military school." And Brown's four-square phrasing made for an awkward fit with the unpredictable clarinetist. Ronnie Bedford on drums and Russell George on bass. Putting Pee Wee Russell in a modern band was a good idea, but he needed better company. In hindsight, the right players were close at hand. That same season, his trombonist friend Roswell Rudd was playing Monk tunes in a pianoless quartet with soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy, another modernist who came up in Dixieland bands. Lacy and Rudd's 1963 classic, School Days, has just been reissued on Headology, and it makes for an instructive comparison with Pee Wee's date. If only they'd invited him in for his sake. Steve Lacy and Roswell Rudd, alas, without Pee Wee Russell. So much for what might have been. That summer, Russell sat in with Monk's Quartet at the 1963 Newport Jazz Festival. Columbia reissued those sides last year. But they hadn't rehearsed and barely interacted, and Pee Wee felt ill at ease all over again. In a way, his unsettled career was like one of his solos writ large. He could never find a good place to alight, so he kept hopping around. His perpetual discomfort sparked his creativity.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.